This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me just give you a couple of video. There's a video site that we use to gather videos. And let me just give you the titles that are put on this site. So there's a lady named Asha Raghapa on the Russia probe. Why the constant lies and lack of transparency? And what are they referring to? They're referring to Michael Cohen was supposedly told by Trump to lie to Congress about him promoting himself and his brand. That's number one. Okay, here's Jimmy Kimmel. Allowing Giuliani on TV is a sure sign the Trump administration is screwed up. Now, this is a late night comic talking about a guy as accomplished as Giuliani, and he's using him as fodder for his jokes, saying that the Trump administration is screwed up. The guy who made New York safe again, Rudy Giuliani, at the time, the mayor of New York. I mean, this is just crazy stuff, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. To listen to the left, it just blows my mind. Here's Colbert. If you hang out at Trump Tower long enough, you'll end up riding the elevator with a felon. Okay? See, that's the narrative that the left has to put out there is that if you're hanging around with Republicans or you're hanging around with Trump, you're a felon. Here's Trevor Noah. Definitely there's no collusion between Giuliani's brain and his mouth. Okay, because he's got to make Giuliani look stupid. This is a comic from South Africa. He can't even make a living in his own country. Comes to America, makes a living, and then slams our people. Just give you an idea. We'll play this clip. Schiff. Trump, he's acting like he's in the fifth grade. Here's another one. Representative Dan Kildee on Trump's letter to Pelosi. He's acting like a man baby. These are both on MSNBC, by the way. Pelosi. We'll play this clip. The wall is a luxury the country can no longer afford. Jim Acosta, childish Trump, cancel Speaker Pelosi's trip abroad due to shutdown. Omar on saying Israel hypnotized the world. I don't know how my comments would be offensive to Jews. I mean, I could go on. There's nothing on here that speaks to anything that we talk about. And by the way, this site is supposedly run by a conservative. I remember when the guy set it up, he told me, Kevin, I want you on the site, man. We're going to put the news out. Now, look, he's putting things out the way that they're presented, so I'm not blaming him necessarily. What I'm saying is we don't counter this stuff at all. KJRadio.com is where you can get a hold of us, 844-551-8255. That's about to change, I'm telling you right now. Here's another one. Chris Matthews really hopes Cohen will dish on other Trump affairs. Representative Omar, lots of Americans agree with me that Trump is blackmailing Senator Graham over his homosexuality. This is the crazy stuff that's out there, folks. I'm just that's not even a small fraction of it's so voluminous it's difficult to even tell you what we want to talk about on any given day. Wow, it blows my mind, seriously, because it just goes to show me how little control we have. And here's how we control the narrative. We have to get millions of grassroots reporters, people like, you know, just the ordinary Joes, you and me. And we form a collective. And that collective is pushing the news out there. We're reporting on everything. I don't know if you guys saw this story. I'm going to talk about this. A black assistant professor at the University of Georgia says some white people need to die. In order for the black struggle to progress, some of you must die. I'm talking about die horrible deaths. You must be killed off. And I'm going to be at the University of Georgia at some point meeting with the chancellor to ask him, is this what you want? Teaching at your schools, we're going to be going around the country asking these chancellors very simple question. Do you want racists at your school? Unbelievable. Democrats turned down an invitation to the White House. They turned it down. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the leadership turned it down. Nancy Pelosi smiles every time she talks about a new person heading up a department that's headed by a Democrat. But she doesn't want to negotiate with the president. You want to know why? Because she cannot win. And she can't let him win. And here's what you need to understand about Democrats, folks. They aren't looking for solution. So any solutions to any problems, they're looking for political currency. That's it. All their moves are meant to empower them, their party, not the people. As you look at politics, I want you to consider that. Ask this question of your leftist friends. What are the motives of your party? What could the motive possibly be for you not to meet with the president and hash it out? They talk about reaching across the aisle, understanding each other's points of view, etc. They talk about tolerance. They talk about all these different things. Why wouldn't you have this discussion? A better question is, why would you have people that caucus with you, as Pelosi likes to say, and they've all said, we need a wall. We need border security, and it begins with a wall. And why is it you don't want to meet with the man who only wants $5.7 billion for the wall? Why? You know the answer. As I said earlier, Democrats aren't looking for solutions. They're looking for political currency. They're looking at the wall as how can we possibly get something out of this. They don't care about people dying. They don't care about your jobs. They don't care about crime. They don't care about any of that stuff. You can talk about that. You want to talk about human trafficking. You want to talk about drugs coming into the country and overdoses and opioids and all this other. Man, please. Democrats could not care less. Oh, they'll pretend. But they don't care. They all know that the wall, that barrier, is going to stop, in large degree, and it's proven, it's going to stop bad things from happening in this country. They do not care. So as I said, ask any question. Look, I'm giving you a hint on how you can defeat any liberal in any argument, any debate, is ask a simple question. Let me just ask you this. Why would they do that? What is the motive of them doing that? It's a simple question to ask about the wall. It's $5.7 billion. Look at our budget. Look at what we look at, what we decide we're going to spend our money on. Take $5.7 billion out. By the time you say it, we've actually spent it. So why is it that this is where the Democrats draw their line? I know the answer. I've already talked about it. You people that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you heard me tell you many, many times, the Democrats rely on illegal immigration for money, for chaos, for votes, and a host of other things. They need all the things that would, all the problems that come from illegal immigration are the things that Democrats thrive on. They love it. And when you understand that, you understand why they fight so hard for it. They were never going to get it done with Obama. It was lip service. Now they're being forced to get it done, and they're mad.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was talking about capitalism a minute ago, but and I'm going to finish up on that, but I want to pref or I want to say this as I continue that discussion. And I read an article that talked about the left is chasing away their base. And I said, I completely agree. I wonder, you know, as I was perusing the article, I was thinking, do they really get it? And it was written by a friend of mine. Her name is Kira Davis. But I was tying this back to how warped the left are. And I was using a simple thing of a capitalist, a person who has an idea or a product and says, I want to take that product to market. And the thought process that goes to a leftist brain versus a right person, a right thinker's brain. A right thinking person hears that you want to start a company. And the very first thought they have is congratulations. They feel good for you. At least I do. My name is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I hope you will download the show at KJRadio.com or Spreaker or anywhere else. And if you do want to prime in, if you're a capitalist and you're proud of what you do, give us a call at 844-551-8255. But I hear somebody starts a company and I'm excited for them. I think to myself, what's your product? I want to know. So my first thing is excitement. I'm happy for them. You know why? Because I think to myself, they are not going to get in a rat race of working for somebody else. They are taking a leap of faith, betting on themselves, betting on their abilities. Is there anything more sexy than somebody that says, I'm betting on myself. I'm betting on me. I'm good. I'm so good, I think my product will work. I don't care whether you are a model, whether you want to make a pro sports team. I don't care what it is. When you bet on yourself, there's nothing that makes me more proud as an American that you can do something like that in this country, that you have a product. But I don't care if that product is the Pet Rock. I'm proud of the people that did that and got people to pay money for a rock. But the left, when they see you do something like that, they're secretly mad. Oh, look at you. Mm-hmm. You're too good to come work for a company. Yeah, you're going to join the oppressors. That's what they do. You are proud of a person for doing it, number one. And you know what the second thing that you think on the right is? How can I use your product? What are you doing? Can I use it? How can I help you? Can I tell others? You and me, you are in help mode. The other side are in hurt mode. They are mad at you. They won't use your product. They think of you as a ditty and uppity and all these other things. That's why I said capitalists today, they want to tie their products to some underprivileged group just to satisfy leftism. You know, help the Guatemalan midgets and it's all good. Well, unless you're a targeted group like Big Oil or Big Tobacco. But even if you're not Big Oil or Big Tobacco, one of the bigs, the left still look at you as you better do something for the public. You better give one pair of socks to the poor for every pair of socks you sell. You see people making advertisements like this. You are an evil capitalist. You should have opted for a union job so you could vote Democrat. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks. And I know this stuff because I'm very observant and I watch what people say and what they do. And this is the way they are. And this is why I love conservatives. Conservatism, conservatives. This is why I have no... Fascism, what are you talking about? I love the way we think. I love the way we are. I love the way our brains work. You know what else I love about you conservatives? Us conservatives, we can take a joke. I started the whole show today talking about crackers. And there were white people out there laughing. God, Kevin, he's so funny. I'm going to download this show and send it to one of my cracker friends. That's how y'all are. We're jovial people. We can see the rich ironies of life and we can have a good laugh. But the left can't do that. So Kara Davis, she wrote this article in Town Hall. And I think it's something we can all learn from. But here's what she says. My best friend, I'll call him Bob, is a self-identified liberal. He was all in for Obama, went all in for Hillary, and consider Oprah Winfrey America's only living and worthy patron saint. He's a card-carrying Democrat, is up to speed on the daily talking points of the party. Years ago, my family moved out to California from Indiana. We hated saying goodbye to Bob, but soon a job opportunity brought him out this way as well. At first, Bob was excited to be in a true blue state like California. These were his people. But soon the reality of day-to-day life under California legislation set in. Still, he was happy to do his part. Sure, taxes were high, infrastructure crumbling. Sure, water restrictions and energy rates were a pain, but hey, that's modern life. Then came the plastic bag ban. It appeared on a ballot one election cycle, and like almost everything that ends up on a California ballot, it passed, and now we no longer have single-use plastic bags. You have to pay 10 cents at the store for these thick, weirdly shaped, reusable plastic bags. They don't even have the decency to properly fit into your waste basket when you try to reuse it as a trash bag. Oh the horror. I'll never forget. I was in D.C. and I went to some convenience store to buy some, like, let's see, a hotel. And I said, I'm going to give me a couple of things, a tea and water or whatever, because, you know, you never have enough stuff. I like to snack and what have you. And I go to the grocery store and they go, how many bags do you need? And I go, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at my little good stuff there. I go, I don't know, two. And she rings in up a price. And I went, what'd you do that for? She's like, well, it's, you know, 7 cents a bag or something. I was like, you charge me for a plastic bag. She goes, yeah. And I thought to myself, Superman, you remember when Lex Luthor rounded off the penny? You know, he cut off like it could be $13.29876, and he would take the 876, the rounded pennies, and made millions. That's what I was thinking. To make one of these plastic bags is not even, it's so fractional of a penny, it's ridiculous. But here you go. You know, somebody's making money. The city. Oh, it's a plastic bag fee. And it's a slush fund. Anyway, it was my first experience with that. Because in insane states, we don't charge for them. But anyway, she's saying that, you know, you have to pay 10 cents for these trash bags. So Bob had had enough, Kara writes. Shortly after the bag ban passed, Bob declared, this is so stupid. I don't want this. I don't know anyone who wanted it. I want to decide for myself what kind of bags I use and when. This state is determined to make conservatives out of perfectly fine liberals, was his declaration. And that's what got me to this particular, that's what got caught my attention in this article, was Kara tweeted that. This is going to make conservatives out of perfectly sane liberals or whatever. And I thought to myself, that's exactly what's happening. Not that there is a perfectly, you know, what do you call it, perfectly sane or perfectly good liberal, perfectly fine liberals. There's no such thing. There's only conservatives waiting to be for the truth to hit them. For them to finally get outside of a bubble and go, wait a minute, this is crazy. Folks, look around your life. Look at anything leftist and tell me how anybody could possibly want to go for it unless you've been brainwashed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting storm-ravaged Alabama this afternoon. The White House says the president will get an aerial view of some of the tornado damage after a series of destructive storms hit the area on Sunday. Nearly two dozen people were killed, and the president is also expected to meet with some first responders. Now, before leaving for that trip, the president had some strong words for Democrats after a resolution was passed yesterday condemning hate speech.
I thought yesterday's vote by the House was disgraceful because it's become, the Democrats have become an anti-Israel party, they become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace. And so does everybody else if you get an honest answer.
Reports say Jake Peterson will plead guilty to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents in Barron County, Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot we're going to be talking about today, so I don't want anybody to feel like you're not getting your money's worth. But I have been talking about a couple things that I think are interesting. This teacher that called Donald Trump a fascist, us getting called Nazis, and how you can look at any of the tenets, the things that we hold near and dear, the military, capitalism, getting good grades in school, safe neighborhoods, protecting our borders, and take the other side of the issue, look at their rationalization for doing something, and the left, who will have agreed that you need a border wall, based on circumstances, will change their mind just to be snooty. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to cover a lot today, I promise you. We're going to talk about border wall, and how the left is sort of spinning this thing. And it'll be different than anything else we've talked about on the border wall. We'll talk a little bit about the shutdown, which I'm happy to say I hope goes into its fourth week. I want it to break records. I want this to actually hurt. I want it to hurt the government. I want it to hurt the Democrats. I want it to hurt anybody that disagrees with the man that we put in charge and who... I will give you polling. Overwhelmingly, people support not only the government shutdown, but the shutdown reason over protecting American citizens. But before I get to that, I'm talking about an article that a friend of mine, Kira Davis, wrote. And she's talking about a friend of hers, the Bob, finger quotes, because he's a real guy. He's moved from Indiana to California, and he's happy to be in the land of, you know, loony bins, and he finally has come to the conclusion these people are crazy. These people are crazy. They're making conservatives out of what he called perfectly fine liberals. Now, I can go into what is a liberal. These people think that they believe that they stand for something we don't. We want clean air and clean water. Well, so do we. But you know what I'm not willing to do? I'm not willing to let government control it, make it a new world order thing where I'm paying $5 gazillion just to breathe my air or to drink my water. I'm not for that. But look, we're the best stewards of the planet. No question in my mind. Go to where Democrats live in mass, and you know what you'll see? You'll see the worst conditions. I'm talking about filthy, dirty, nasty. Go to where we live in mass. Conservatives. You see people recycling, reusing. I mean, it's crazy to see. I'm not telling you that I was in Stowe, Vermont, which is probably very liberal. One of the cleanest cities on the planet. I mean, no question. It was beautiful up there. But I promise you, there are conservative enclaves that are just as clean. But here's what I'll tell you. You look at our trashy people, conservatives, compared to their trashy, and tell me what you get. Anyway, Kira goes on, as I observed the backlash aimed at Ellen DeGeneres after she defended Kevin Hart, I couldn't help but think of Bob's declaration. What are we witnessing now in our culture is unlike anything we've ever seen before. The far left has hijacked the liberal narrative and has figured out how to use social media as a bludgeon. That bludgeon was fine when it was just aimed at the likes of Roseanne Barr. Sure, maybe it was unfair to completely tank her entire life based on one controversial tweet and literally nothing else, but sometimes some things have to be sacrificed in order to make a point. Lots of celebrities got on the Down with Roseanne bandwagon, not necessarily because they believe she suddenly turned into a racist after 30 years in the business, but because it's important to stand up for the cause. Fair enough. Then suddenly those celebrities who were happy to dance on Roseanne's digital grave found themselves caught in the same clutches and held to the same standards. Proudly, left-wing comedians are being forced to apologize for jokes deemed offensive. Proud Democrat actors and actresses are being forced to apologize for years-old interviews and social media posts made long before any of us had the notion of intersectionality or cisgender patriarchy shoved down our throats on a daily basis. See, this is why I tell you, if you don't stand your ground, you're toast. Go back and look at any tweet I've made, anything I've ever done. I ain't taking it down. I took down the tweet that Fox asked me to because they felt like it was part of their brand when I call those women lying skanks. But when they asked me to take it back, nope. I don't take it back. I'll take that down, but I stand by the comment. I stand by every comment. I have no animosity towards anybody. And I don't care what you, if you're, you know, you've got dysphoria. And you think you're a woman living in a man's body, whatever. I don't care. You're gay. You like being with chickens. I don't care. You know, I don't think I'm not going to think of you as weird, but I don't care what you do. And I have no problem. The only thing I have a problem with is if you want to be a pedophile. I have a problem with that. But other than that, I mean, if it's no harm, no foul, as far as I'm concerned, unless you, again, you're into the chickens, then there is harm to the fowl. You know what I'm saying? Woo! It's going to get dicey up in here. Writer-actor Mark Duplass, an unabashed Hollywood liberal, was forced to apologize and backtrack for simply defending Ben Shapiro as a decent guy who was always respectful and pleasant. Twitter came down on Duplass like a ton of bricks, and even his liberal bona fides couldn't save him. After a day of protests, and most likely a call from his publicist, Duplass walked back his statements and apologized for suggesting that Shapiro wasn't literally Hitler. Trademark. Ivanka Trump went to the White House with her father as a pretty solid New York liberal. It's part of why Never Trump conservatives hate Trump so much. She has been mercilessly verbally abused in public, had her fashion brand forcibly removed from stores, and has had to endure horrible insults about her children and her religion. And as for Ellen, she's as lefty as they come. She and her wife, Portia DeRossi, are LGBT royalty and have been activists for decades. Even that wasn't enough to shield her from the progressive mobs. Folks, let me interrupt here for just a second and tell you what I've told you many, many times. The only way you win with the leftists is you don't apologize and you prepare to fight. That's the only way. If you believe for one second that they are going to give you leeway, that they're going to go, oh, well, you know, Kevin, he did say, you know, he doesn't really care. I mean, he said if his kids were gay, it wouldn't be a big deal. He did say he didn't want them to be, but he said if they were, it would be, that they don't even hear the other part. If you say, I want my sons to be boys, you're toast. That's what they do. Anyway, Kira goes on to say, it wouldn't be surprising if any of these liberals might be rethinking their politics. When your allies suddenly declare you an enemy, it can make you think a lot differently about things. And she's exactly right. I mean, I wish I could have 50 lives right now because I would go back and look at every celebrity's tweets and I would just be outing them. I would make it so difficult to be a leftist because it already is. I want you to understand the life of any leftist right now. They have to be very careful about the friends they pick, the circumstances that they're in. I heard comedians, and I, you know, guys know I'm in the comedy circuit. I hear comedians say all the time, I don't even want to. I will be ready to come over the top in a meeting, like they're in a meeting with a bunch of lefties. They'll be ready to come over the top with something clever or funny, and they bite the tongue and go, yeah. Used to be you could say that. You can't say that anymore. And they will literally stop. And there's a girl who follows comedians listening to their material and then calling them homophobic. That's why Louis C.K. and all these people are having all kinds of issues. She has a website that essentially looks for anything wrong and writes it. And then she says of comedians, you guys need to just get to come to the new times. Your material is old. You need to write new material. Write new material for what? Snowflake material? She says, day after day, it seems we're watching happily progressive celebrities be swallowed up by the standards they themselves champion. No one ever thinks they will run afoul of the progressive moths, but this is a slippery slope of censorship. And once you make it okay for the truly horrible people, it's not long before it becomes okay for the sort of horrible people, and then maybe horrible people, and it's just a free-for-all for anything that makes anyone feel sort of, kind of, maybe uncomfortable for a moment. The progressive left need to be very careful. Look to Dave Rubin for what can happen to a person's mindset when they are constantly and unfairly admonished for having independent thoughts. The space to the right of center is filled with people like Rubin. I am one of them. Kira was a Hollywood conservative. She was in commercials and the L.A. scene and had enough. Trust me, folks. People are going to respect you when you speak your mind. I know it's dangerous. Look, I lost a pretty nice gig with Fox. I ain't even worried about Fox. I promise you, there'll come a day on this radio, I'm going to tell you a lot about those people. And it's been when I'm in a position of power, I'm going to tell the story. All right? Right now, I'm going to leave them alone. But I'm going to tell the story. But I'm going to tell you, I gave it up. If I never do another spot on Fox, so be it. So be it. To heck with them. But you know what I feel good about? I say what I want to say. And there is no void for me to fill. I know exactly who I am, and I tell you on this radio show every single day. When we have that ability, when we get that back, there's no stopping us.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Oh. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You said that America has only been good for straight white males.
Yes.
Explain the reasoning behind that.
Because I already explained this to you. For gays, for slaves, for women.
No, you just brought up gays. But then you said Iran is a great country. Oh, do you know what they do to gays in Iran?
Why don't you stick with the question you just asked me?
I'm sticking with my own questioning, and you won't answer it. Do you know what
visit
they do
Iran.
To gays in Iran?
Visit Iran.
I don't need to. I know exactly what they do.
You do not understand the Muslim religion, obviously. If you did, then...
Are they accepting of gay people?
Yes, as much as Christians are.
Really?
Christians are accepting of gays.
That was an Iranian woman who was marching in the Women's March, and she's criticizing America, and she makes the comment that America is only good for straight white men. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Not a straight white man. Straight man? Funny man? Straight black man. Let me be real clear. Straight black man. Not that there's anything wrong with the other thing. It's so, that thing is wrong on so many levels. That clip is wrong on so many levels. This is an Iranian woman in her hijab protesting in the nation's capital about whatever. I don't think it's any more against Donald Trump. It's just, you know, the whatever hegemony she's after. But the point is, she's mad at America because while she lives here, not from this country, she's now saying it's America's only good for straight white men. And she might as well have been more clear that it's only for straight conservative white men, right? Not just straight white men in general. Because obviously the white men on the other side, they have to be oppressed. They're on the left. They're oppressed in some kind of way. They're oppressed because they got to deal with leftist women. Can I help them out? Can a brother help them out? Yeah, they got to marry those harlots, those shrews. So, yeah. So then the guy presses her. He says, well, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? America's only good for straight white men. You know, and he somehow, I don't know, the subject of gays comes up. And she goes, you brought up gays. I think that's what he says. You brought up gays. What about in your country, in Iran? What about gays? How are they treated there? She won't answer the question. Why would she? She knows the answer. The answer is, there are no gays in Iran. Do you remember when Ahmadinejad said, there are no gay people in Iran? That sounded more Indian, but he said, there are no gay people in Iran. Anyway, he declared there are no gays in Iran. There are gays all over the rest of the world. There are gay people in all societies. It's been this way throughout all of history. But no, no gays in Iran. They are immune. And they figured it out real quickly. The reason why there are no gays in Iran is because if you declare yourself to be gay, they will kill you. This woman knows it. But then her thing is, you should visit Iran. You don't know anything about the Muslim religion. And he says, oh, okay, well, does the Muslim religion accept gays? Now, instead of answering the question, what does she say? What about the Christian religion? Oh, by the way, the Christian religion accepts gays. You know what we accept them as? Sinning human beings. Sinning against nature. Sinning against the word of God. Whatever. Now, you can extrapolate that. You hate them. No, it's like saying, I hate liars. I hate adulterers. You can despise them. I despise people that lie. I mean, you know, there are people that lie. Does this make my butt look big? Whatever. But I'm talking about just blatantly lie. Like, Obamacare is going to lower your premiums. It's going to let you keep your plan and keep your doctors. It's going to be better for everybody. I swear to God, I'm telling the truth. But they know they're lying. I can't stand that kind of a liar. It's a blatant lie. Yeah, I'm going to pay you back. I'm not paying you back. Yeah, I'll help you when you need help. I'm not helping you when you need help. Whatever. The blatant lie. The blatant lies of politicians are the ones they protect themselves against. And this woman is asking a direct question. Does your religion accept gays? Now, she could say, no, we don't. Much like the Christian religion, we consider being gay a sin. But it wouldn't end there. And she knows it wouldn't end there because you know what her religion does? Her religion kills gay people. Now, she could argue, oh, well, you beat people up with gay people. No, we don't know. I don't know of any Christian that has said, go beat up gay people. You may go, you may not like them. You may have ostracized somebody in your family. Who knows? I'm not going to speak to all of that. I'm not telling you gay people have been treated great. Neither have blacks, neither have women, neither have a bunch of other people. But the point is, no, the Christian religion doesn't condone the beating or killing of gays. We just see it as a sin, like any other sin. And what happens is when people go, you don't like my lifestyle and you call my lifestyle a sin. And I want you to just understand this in the concept of what it is, because this really kind of narrows it down for you. So if you were a family like the gypsies or families of liars, they just go around ripping people off. And so when you hear the term, this person is a gypsy, it's a negative connotation, you know, right? So Personally, I would rather not be a gypsy than to be gay, because the connotation is you're a ripoff, you're a scam artist, you're a liar, you're taking advantage of people, you're breaking all kinds of covenants with God by living a life of a gypsy. With gay people, you're living a life that is, quite frankly, just, it's a sinful life, but it isn't that big of a deal. It's like, do you want to live a life of a murderer? You're a hitman. Okay, and you live the life of a hitman. Do you come out and go, what do you do for a living? Oh, I kill people. You don't even want to tell people. But we don't. I look at it as it's a sin. Your job was being a mob hitman, and you want me to look at it and go, oh, hey, it's pretty. That's cool. You got to tell me about it. No, it's a lifestyle that people don't want to tell you about. They keep it in. If you're a scam artist, you don't tell. Yeah, well, I make a living, you know, kind of taking advantage of people. Yeah. Really, man, fascinating. And you go, well, you know, what's your lifestyle? I'm gay. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is this. Gay people act like they openly tell you they're gay, and we don't go, we may go, well, I disagree with the lifestyle, but we don't go, this is awful. You shouldn't be gay. We just go, okay, well, I'm not gay. I don't get it, but whatever. But if you told me you were a hitman or you were a scam artist, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to hang around you. But I don't want to kill you. I'm saying, if you're gay, I might go, wow, interesting. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't have any thought. I don't care. I don't care who you sleep with. What you could have four boyfriends and two dog friends. I don't care. I don't want you legislating, and that's that. But the gay people take it so personal. Oh, you call my lifestyle an abomination? Yeah, I call a liar's lifestyle an abomination. I call an adulterer's lifestyle an abomination. I call a murderer's lifestyle an abomination. All the things that the Bible says don't do, you know, that are bad things to do, they're all an abomination. Yours isn't any worse. And quite frankly, in many cases, it's better. If you are a stand-up, you know, character gay person, and you don't lie, you follow all these other commandments, but you're gay. I'll tell you what, I have more respect for you than I do 99% of the people I know. But it doesn't mean I'm going to go, oh, but that gay thing, I'm going to overlook it because you're gay. No, it is what it is, man. It's one of your faults. Guess what, gay guy? I got them. I got faults. Everybody you know has a fault. Some of them, we don't, I'll tell you this, I'm opinionated. Sometimes I don't give a crap what you think, what you say. So I could be considered abrasive. I have been considered abrasive. At some point in my life, I was considered a braggart. I mean, I've had all kinds of titles that weren't really flattering. And it all, you know what it did? It influenced people around me to go, I don't want to be around that guy. He's, look at him. But I didn't try to legislate. Listen. I want some rights for braggarts. I want some rights for people trying to get ahead and willing to step on your back, baby. Yeah, I didn't ask for any rights. I didn't care. It was just who I was. And you know what it did? It forced me to look introspectively at times and to actually change. Actually try to improve myself. So a guy asked a simple question. A woman, she's criticizing America. Marching against a country, by the way, she couldn't have the things she does here, not even half, a bunch of the things she does here, the freedom that she's able to express here, she can't even express in her home country. And she has the nerve to criticize us. And how dare this guy challenge her on how is America only good for straight white men? He didn't even have to go into the gays and the, your Iranian culture and your country and all that. He could have just said, how so? You seem very free to me. What is it that you can't do that a straight white man can do? Please expound upon it. Tell me what it is you can't do. Because whatever you name, I'm going to name a woman who's done it. Give me anything that you believe a woman can't do in this country. Except father and child. Yeah, she doesn't have the genitalia to do that. But give me anything outside of that. She'd have nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.